Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 22nd. Happy Earth Day to everybody. The grains closed higher with May corn up 6 1/4 cents, 439 3/4. May wheat up 20 cents, 470 1/4. And May beans up 10 1/2 cents at 1161. The meal was up 60 cents. The oil was up 66 ticks. So a strong day at the Board of Trade. The wheat kind of led us up here, obviously. The fact that there might have been a little frost out there, dry conditions in Russia, certainly in southern Russia, pushing the market up. You know, there was some frost out there, but how much damage is, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a big deal out here. We always seem to come back even with some frost damage. The Russians did attack the port of Odessa in Ukraine, hitting a grain facility there. That lended support to the corn and the wheat. I think they're getting in their licks before the Ukrainians get reestablished with the arms they need to fight the Russians. So I think they're just kind of, you know, pounding the ports. They'll do whatever they can until the Ukrainians get the funds and the equipment they need, but that should be relatively short term out here. So all of that added up to the funds short covering in the wheat. They covered about 22,000 contracts of wheat here, but it still leaves them short around 70,000 contracts. So there's still plenty more to buy out here. But this was a good close. May wheat hasn't closed this high since the end of February. So we took out a whole month of action here. This looks, you know, pretty good on the charts. I'd like to see the 10-day cross the 50-day. We closed over the 50-day average. We closed over those closes back on April 8th in that area. So, again, this was a pretty good close, but I'd like to see it continue tomorrow. You know, could we have a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow? I suppose we could, but I still think longer term we're going to see some higher prices out here. The 6 to 10 day forecasts and the 11 to 15 are a little bit wetter, but we should see good planting progress on tonight's reports, both in the wheat, the spring wheat, and the corn, and the beans for that matter. But the export inspections were really strong on the corn, 1.6 million metric tons. You know, okay on the wheat at 450, light on the beans at 435. But again, even the corn had a pretty good close here. Highest close really in a month and a half. The bean close over the 10-day moving average for the first time in a while. So I'm certainly hoping that the lows are in out here. The July-November bean spread gained 1/4 cent. And I think we can move this thing higher with the funds still short. Even after today, 257 corn, 70 wheat, maybe 125 beans. They're now, by my guess, they're probably even to maybe long 1,000 contracts of meal, but they're still short 45,000 contracts of oil. So there certainly is more upside potential here. I hope we can avoid a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow and have another strong day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.